He's got them charmed, don't he? Am I on? Okay, thank you. Do you have problems with prayer? You pray, and nothing happens. You get discouraged. You feel like God is 10 million miles away. But in God's time, He'll answer your prayers. The scripture selection comes to us from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Elijah is having problems with Jezebel, Ahab, and he's kind of down about it. He's not sure that the Lord is listening to him. We know better, don't we? Chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. May we hear the word of the Lord. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow after this time." And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life. He went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a broom tree. Now, broom tree is nothing more than a desert bush that grows sometimes 9-10 feet tall. It has slender branches, has small leaves, fragrant blossoms. They are plenteous over in the Middle East. And he prayed that he might die. Now, isn't that somebody that has just got discouraged and he's ready to give up? And Elijah said, "It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's." Then he lay and slept under a broom tree. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. And there he went into a cave, and he spent the night in that place, and behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" So he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this, your word. May it bind our hearts together. And Lord, may it bind each of us to you ever closer. Lord, we do love you and thank you. We thank you for Elijah. And Lord, may we learn a lesson from this about prayer, about staying close to Christ. And we give you the praise and glory. Amen. Have you ever felt you've run out of prayers? You don't know what else to pray for? Because the ones you have prayed just don't seem to be working. When or where did you experience your low point? Was it after a failure? Was it after a success that had come to you? Today, let's take a look at the scripture from 1 Kings chapter 19, where Elijah felt much the same way. Can't you just feel within you after hearing the scripture? Can't you feel his, he was at such a low point in his life. He thought that God had left him. And he was wondering, what's going to happen to me next? We pick up the story of Elijah just after God had vindicated him by fire on Mount Carmel in front of the prophets of Baal. But now Jezebel has vowed to kill Elijah. And instead of him having faith in God, who had just brought him through this very trying time, one of the greatest miracles in the Bible. Here we have Elijah buckling at the knees. Jezebel has vowed to kill Elijah, and the contrast is just incredible. The Bible says in verse 3, Elijah was afraid and he fled for his life. And he ran away to collapse under a broom tree. Have you ever been that discouraged that you ran away from God? Maybe not to this extent. We've all, at one time or another, have experienced something close. Have you ever had a broom tree experience like Elijah did? Run and hide under this broom tree. What took you there? Can you identify with any of the factors that took Elijah down? If you've ever been to that, probably none of us have seen a broom tree except in the pictures. However, we've probably been afraid. Afraid enough to walk away or run away and hide. Fear paralyzes you. In a moment, we can go from faith to fear and end up under a broom tree hiding. But such failure is never final for the people of God. For we know where we get our strength from. Our strength cometh from the Lord. And Elijah, of all people, should have known that. It might look and feel different. But it can lead to a whole new dimension of ministry and experience in prayer if we will get down on our knees. You're not going to run. You're going to pray to God. That's what He's there for. Doubt is faith in distress. I heard that I saw that when I was doing some studying for this sermon. And a man named Jacob Earhart said that doubt is faith in distress, and it's very hard to pray when you're doubting God. Well, evidently, Jacob Earhart had been through some trying times in his life. In Hebrews 11:6, it says, anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. Elijah couldn't see God anymore. Isn't that kind of strange? Let's look at some of the prayers that Elijah had done in the past. The Bible says that Elijah was a man just like us. But his prayer stopped the rain in Israel for 3.5 years. Elijah's prayers ended that same drought. Elijah brought a dead boy back to life. Elijah caused fire to fall from heaven to consume a sacrifice and prove that the God of Abraham was more powerful than the Baal gods with little g. If Elijah was just like us, how might God work when we pray in faith. Elijah just couldn't see God anymore. But worse, he could see Jezebel very clearly. And she looked so much bigger than God. That's a scary picture. When your enemy is seemingly bigger than your God, you've got something backwards. Your faith has let you down. There are two ways of looking at a problem. You can look at your problem through God, or you can look at God through your problem. If God is in front of the problem, it appears insignificant. But if God is behind the problem, then the problem dominates everything. Do you find it hard to tell God how you feel? Have you ever told God that you've had enough? You've been that frustrated? I was at a point before making my decision to be in the ministry, and I kept wanting to do things my way, not God's way. It wasn't working. I was under a broom tree and didn't know how to dig myself out. And instead of humbling myself to get out from under there and get back on the right path of life, I blame God. Give yourself permission every now and then to collapse. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with God. Elijah simply said, "God, I've had it." Think of a parent dealing with a child who is extremely upset. If only we can get the child talking, we can do something to resolve the issue. But if the child's not talking to you, you can't resolve the issue. It's not that he needs information, he just needs dialogue. It's for our sake, not his, that we should try to tell him how we feel. You know, that's the way it is with God. If we cut off communication with God, we go backwards, don't we? Instead of forwards, being with God and trusting God. The Lord Jesus never tired of inviting, encouraging, exhorting, even commanding his people, especially his disciples, to pray. He said that they should always pray and never give up. Luke 18:1. When you are under the broom tree, so to speak, that's very hard to do, isn't it, though? Because a broom tree can hide you. Sometimes when we're like that, we're not praying intercessory prayers. These are the prayers of desperation. Keep talking to the Lord. Even if you are mad at Him or doubting His very existence. I spoke with a lady a couple of weeks ago and she said, I'm mad with God. I'm even doubting Him because look around, preacher. There's so many people all around us dying from this COVID-19. So many people around us are dying from cancer. So many people are dying from war. So many people are dying from starvation. I said, everything you said is the truth. Now, the ending to that is get on your knees and pray to the Lord. She said, what if I get COVID-19? I said, then you'll be even closer to God. God is never surprised by our visits to the broom tree or to the prayer closet or to the altar. God's never surprised. He is just enjoying it. And He is listening. Broom tree experiences introduce us to a new way of praying. It's not verbal praying, but rather total abandonment of ourselves in despair at God's feet. It is a silent scream for help. Have you ever been in such desperate need that you feel like, yeah, I need to, I'm in such despair. I need God and I need Him right now. I'm sure we've all been there sometime or another. If you haven't, you're one of the fortunate few. When you run out of prayers, God still hears you. Even though no words are formed, God looks at you and He reads your language. At that moment, you are the prayer. So be content to just be a desperate prayer under peculiar broom tree. I looked up one in the Bible dictionary and saw a picture of one. So I ran a Xerox copy off and I keep it. You may wonder how long you might be there. You'll remain there as long as it takes you to get strengthened by the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not at the broom tree right now, you will be someday, and there is probably someone else right there. Now, pray right now for people under the broom tree and make a list of practical ways you can help them. Because we as Christians are called to help others. Take actions as soon as you can to help your brothers or sisters. Then pray and ask God about your own pressures, your loneliness, your exhaustion. If it can happen to Elijah, a great man like him, it can happen to us. We're human. Spend time in prayer. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is our captain. He is worthy of our praise. The Father came to Elijah's aid and helped him with his fight and his enemies. Then the enemies had desperation and depression. That's the great thing. God the Father and God the Son can turn a situation around like that and be blessing us so quickly. We need to learn to pray continuously to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that as we have come here this morning, we have come here to hear wonderful singing, playing of the piano and the drums, to sing your holy praises. And we thank you for every one of them. Father, we thank you that your word this morning speaks to us. It is not my word, it is yours. And may it resonate within our hearts. In Christ's name we pray, amen.